So good afternoon. You're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program Public Affairs Show on KDNK. My name is Steve Mills, and I am the co-leader and co-founder of Gay for Good Rocky Mountains. Today, we are very excited to continue our monthly program called Dimensions in Diversity, geared towards LGBTQ plus youth in our valley. Every month, we will bring in local, state, or national nonprofits to speak about resources for youth and their families. We'll also highlight the successes, challenges, and stigmas facing queer youth today. As a reminder, Dimensions in Diversity broadcasts every first Monday of the month at 4 p.m. on KDNK. In-kind support for this program comes from Gay for Good Rocky Mountains and is sponsored by Aspen Out. On today's program, we are joined in the studio with Rebecca Binion, who is the Health Center Manager of Planned Parenthood in Glenwood Springs. And joining us on the phone is Netta Meltzer, who is based in the their Denver admin office and serves as the Strategic Communications Manager for our Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains affiliate. So thanks for joining us today, Rebecca and Netta.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
So please tell us about Planned Parenthood here in our valley.
So Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains is so proud to serve communities in Colorado, New Mexico, Southern Nevada, and Wyoming. And we focus on three key areas. So, of course, our sexual and reproductive health care, providing comprehensive sex education, and strategic advocacy. And we are just incredibly lucky to have the support of our communities throughout this region. And we really rely on them to be able to provide the high-quality, affordable health care that our patients deserve. We have 24 health centers throughout our region, and one of those is, of course, in Glenwood Springs, where Rebecca serves as the health center manager. And Rebecca, would you share more about the Glenwood Springs Health Center?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Netta. So our health center in Glenwood Springs has been providing services to men, women, and teens throughout the Roaring Fork and Eagle Valleys and beyond for over 40 years. We are the sole Planned Parenthood provider on the Western Slope, all the way into mid-Utah. So we're really a key location for our patients seeking healthcare near and far. We proudly offer a comprehensive range of reproductive health services that include STI testing and treatment, rapid HIV testing with results that are available in 20 minutes, and PrEP services. And so for those who aren't familiar with PrEP services, that is daily medication that can be used to reduce someone's risk of HIV infection. And to offer flexibility for our patients, we have evening hours available, as well as two Saturdays a month. We're at the health center 9 to 1.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Dimensions in Diversity on the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. So how did you become involved with Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains?
You know, I have been with Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, and so you'll hear me refer to that as PPRM throughout the rest of this conversation. But I have been with Planned Parenthood for 17 years. I started as a healthcare assistant, so directly working with our patients, and I've been the health center manager for over 12 years now. I was, you know, a teen growing up in Glenwood Springs and definitely reached out to Planned Parenthood when I needed their services. And so I'm proud to be a part of the PPRM family now and giving back to our community, working with our local youth, and just for anyone that is seeking our services.
So what are some of the successes and challenges you've seen in your time at PPRM?
Well, what's really amazing about Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains is that we've been around for 103 years now. So as you can imagine, in that time, we've seen incredible progress in reproductive rights and in healthcare, and we've also faced some challenges. I think one constant for us is that we're always working to expand access to healthcare, always advocating for our communities, and depending on the political climate, that can be a challenge, but also a success because we have such a strong connection to and support from our communities, and they stand with us.
Yeah, and I think that another thing that's been a success for our organization is that Planned Parenthood continues to innovate and is always working to meet our patients wherever they are. PPRM has expanded our HIV programs, and our staff is able to go out into the community and offer testing from mobile testing centers. We have programs like our PP Direct app that allows patients to access birth control and UTI consultations from their mobile phone. And these types of advances really allow us to bring healthcare to the patient and eliminate some of the barriers they might face accessing the care that they need.
That's great that you guys are actually leveraging technology. If people can't come into your facilities, there's other ways they can also get information that I think a lot of our listeners probably don't know that even exists. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just have to say, too, that another success would be our partnership with Gay for Good, PFLAG in the Roaring Fork Valley, and Aspenow just over the past year. With all three of our organizations joining forces, we had the first, certainly not the last, Rainbow Lounge at this year's Carbondale Mountain Fair. And not only did we create a safe space for anyone that was at the fair, we connected people that visited the lounge throughout the weekend to LGBTQ plus resources in our valley. And I just think it was great collaboration, and it was an enormous success. So definitely looking forward to doing that again next year.
Yeah, and I actually had a sidebar conversation with one of the directors of Mountain Fair, and she definitely wants to see that come back next year because she saw all the work that Gay for Good Rocky Mountains did, as well as, you know, Planned Parenthood. And we didn't know how it was going to go, but it was definitely a raving success. So I look forward to actually coming back next year, too. So
yeah, great.
Thanks for sharing that. Netta, anything you would add?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking of another success that we can highlight from this year, which was working with our partners at ACLU Colorado on House Bill 1032, which was a bill that clarified content requirements for comprehensive sex education in the state. And this was really critical for Colorado youth because it ensures that schools in Colorado that choose to teach sex education use curriculum that is inclusive of LGBTQ plus students, so that every student is included in that learning. It really sets all Colorado youth up for safe and healthy futures.
I think that's great. You know, living here in this valley for myself for the last 5 years, you know, we don't have the resources that a big city has, similar, you know, Denver or San Francisco or Los Angeles. We don't have a one-stop shop for LGBT youth to go to get, you know, have access to resources and education. And I love the synergy that our groups have created to kind of be that impromptu health center in a lot of ways for our youth. So thank you for highlighting that, because I think we've made some great first steps, but I think we also have a lot more work to do to help our kids out in this valley. So what opportunities do you guys see going forward for Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains?
Well, I think that just like you were saying, Steve, is that it's a great starting point, and we have so much work that we can continue to do. And so I just want to continue to build on and strengthen the partnerships that we do have with anyone that's looking to serve our LGBTQ plus youth. I know that that so many of our schools throughout the valley now have GSAs. And for anyone who's listening that isn't familiar with the GSA, that's the Gender and Sexualities Alliance. And PPRM plans to expand our education programming. So for over 10 years, PPRM Sexual Health Educator Program, acronym SHEP, has trained youth-serving adults with the skills that they need to provide sex education for youth and young adults. So we know that research shows that when youth feel comfortable talking to trusted adults, they're more likely to make informed decisions about their sexual health.
Great. Yeah, I know there's definitely a lot of work going on with the GSAs throughout the Valley, and I believe almost every school in our Valley, I know at least the middle schools and the high schools have a gender sexuality alliance, so definitely room to grow there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you want our listeners to take away from our conversation today?
Well, I want our listeners to know that in a rural community, there are resources available. And in addition to our health services in Glenwood Springs, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains is also here to provide expert answers to anyone's sexual health questions. We have a text line in case you're curious, and a new rainbow text line that we created to serve LGBTQ plus youth. Folks can text in the word blue to 57890, and after receiving a confirmation text, people are welcome to send any sexual health questions, and know that the response that they'll get within 24 hours is medically accurate. And I also think it's just a really exciting time for our community. There's been more and more LGBTQ plus events happening throughout the year. And in just this past May, Carbondale had its first Pride Parade that was really driven by the students at the Carbondale Middle School. So my staff and I all marched, and we passed out Pride flags and chocolates and just information about our rainbow text line and about the services that we provide. And I really think it was just such an successful and inspiring event. And I think that it underscores that the LGBTQ plus youth in our community has the eyes and ears of folks that want to be involved and want to support however it is that we can.
Yeah, the youth to me are super inspiring. I wish I had the confidence that they have at their age that I didn't have at their age. I know that Aspen Out is also going to be hosting a family day this year for Aspen Gay Ski Week, which is happening in January. I know Gay for Good Rocky Mountains is going to be helping with part of that. And hopefully we can get maybe Planned Parenthood involved and
Absolutely.
PFLAG, just because this will be the first time they've ever done a family-focused event at Aspen Gay Ski Week. Usually it's geared towards adults. But it is, you know, obviously a huge fundraiser for our Valley, which, you know, our kids benefit from in a lot of ways, like this radio show in particular. So, you know, maybe there's some opportunity there for us to partner in that going forward as well.
Yeah. And I think that just like illuminates the fact that it is exciting for all of us. And I'm just so, I'm glad and thankful that Planned Parenthood, that we have a seat at the table right out the gate.
One follow-up question I had, and this is for you, Netta or Rebecca, when, you know, if a kid has, or youth, I shouldn't say kid, if a youth has something they are concerned with or they need some type of medical help and they come to your facility, what does that look like in most situations? I know it's just generalization, but, you know, if there's somebody that doesn't have health insurance or doesn't have just the means to pay for certain things, what does that look like for somebody coming in?
Sure. You know, Well, we do bill with insurance and Medicaid. The fact is that the majority of the patients that we serve come to us without any form of insurance or Medicaid. And so they, our patients absolutely rely on our low-cost, affordable services. And so we work hard to get the funding that it is that we need to serve any patient without finances being a barrier, and especially for our teens. We would never turn away a teen because of their inability to pay for any of the services that we provide. And just recently, we were fortunate enough to receive a grant through from Aspen Out that will help us to continue to serve our underserved and LGBTQ patients, offering services like STI testing, treatment, HIV testing, and PrEP services. So, Planned Parenthood has over a 100-year-long history providing services to men, women, and teens, and folks can access information or even schedule appointments by visiting our website at www.pprm.org or by giving us a call at 1-800-830-PLAN or by coming into the health center.
Okay, great. Thank you. I was just curious. I know that I think you guys also offer free condoms for kids or anybody coming in where, you know, if someone is uncomfortable going to a grocery store and buy them themselves, mm-hmm. you know, maybe Glenwood isn't the closest for them to come in, but yeah. at least that's there as another option for them.
Yeah. There, that is true. We have free condoms that folks can access in several areas of our health center. Yeah.
Right. And thank you for sharing the website and then the phone number. I know that you also said that they can come and see you at the Glenwood Springs Health Center, which is located in West Glenwood at 50923 Highway 6. That's correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. So what else would you want to add before we sign off?
You know, I would just like to say that I'm proud to be a member of the Planned Parenthood family. On both a local and national level, we are always working to emphasize a culture of inclusivity, using inclusive language, and being intentional about creating an environment for our patients to be who they are. So we know that when our patients feel welcome and safe, we're then able to provide the best healthcare possible because we can gain their trust and their respect. And Planned Parenthood proudly serves our community no matter your race, gender identity, sexual orientation, or any aspect of your identity, you're always welcome at Planned Parenthood. Once again, for folks who'd like to use our texting service, that is, you can text the word BLUE to 57890. And after you receive a confirmation text, you're welcome to text in any questions that you have in respect to sexual health.
Great. Well, thank you. Annetta, anything you wanted to add at the end?
I would just say, you know, the Planned Parenthood sort of tagline that we always say, we're here no matter what, and we take that to heart. We really mean that. So everything Rebecca just said and just, you know, we're here.
Even if you're in Denver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much for your time today. That was super informative. I know our listeners will really get a lot of great information out of this. I've always learned a lot from your organization. I know our community did it at the Rainbow Lounge. I love seeing you guys just being visible out there because you never know who's listening, who's walking by, who just needs someone to reach out to, and you guys are that organization as well. So again, thank you for that. You've been listening to Dimensions University on the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program. This program is supported by Gay for Good Rocky Mountains. We've been talking with Rebecca Binion and Netta Meltzer of Planned Parenthood. For more information about Planned Parenthood in Glenwood Springs, visit plannedparenthood.org. Thanks so much to our sponsor, Aspen Out. For more information about Aspen Out, visit aspenout.org. And if you'd like more information about Gay for Good Rocky Mountains and their upcoming events, visit gayforgood.org/Rocky Mountains. Thanks for listening to Dimensions University on the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program.